You're listening to SBS News.
There are some places in the world where the sound of running water is not welcome. This is the sound of a melting glacier. A new study in the science journal Nature reveals that the world's glaciers are shrinking five times faster now than in the 1960s, and that loss is accelerating. Lead author Michael Zemp, the director of the World Glacier Monitoring Service at the University of Zurich, says the ice melt is huge.
What we found is that glaciers lost a lot of ice. Since 1961, glaciers lost more than 9,000 billion tons of ice. Well, that's a big number. I converted that, and this is an ice cube of the size of Germany with a thickness of 30 meters.
The glaciers shrinking fastest are in Central Europe, the Caucasus region, Western Canada, the US lower 48 states, New Zealand, and near the tropics, losing more than 1% of their mass every year. Dr. Zemp says that even if carbon emissions were to stop immediately, glaciers would continue to melt.
The glaciers react with a certain delay. So even if we would stop emissions now, glaciers would continue to lose mass because they have not yet were not yet able to react to the past climate change. So even if you fix the problem today, glaciers would continue for the next 10, 20, maybe 30 years to melt and to contribute to global sea level rise.
Currently, the biggest cause of sea level rise is the expansion of water as it warms. But this new report shows that glacier melt is contributing up to 30% of the overall rise. Dr. Zemp's colleague, Ben Marzian from the University of Bremen in Germany, who also worked on the study, says that man's influence on melting glaciers is clear.
We can see throughout the 20th century, the anthropogenic influence is growing. As people started to emit more and more CO2, the atmosphere was warming and warming, and that meant that the glaciers kept melting. So now the glaciers are melting not because of natural causes, but mostly because of anthropogenic causes.
Since 1900, sea levels have risen between 16 and 21 centimetres. There are many contributory factors to show how much sea levels will continue to rise, making it hard to predict exactly. But Australia's CSIRO says its worst-case scenario could see sea levels rise up to 66 centimetres by 2090. That would require sea defences in Sydney, for example, to be raised by nearly a metre to provide the same level of protection from flooding that they do today. Dr. Marzian says the data is clear.
The warmest years we have on record all are in the 21st century and even after 2010. The same with sea level rise. We see that sea level rise is accelerating, and because of that it makes sense that we see more and more of those records.
The Australian Academy of Science says the projected sea level rise could have a devastating effect on low-lying coastal ecosystems such as the Northern Territory's Kakadu National Park, which is already struggling to manage saltwater intrusion. America's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says if nothing is done to limit carbon dioxide emissions, we could see sea levels rise as much as 2 metres. That would submerge, for example, Sydney's Circular Quay, Brisbane Airport, Elizabeth Quay in Perth, Hobart Airport and Melbourne's South Bank. The conclusions of a study by the University of New South Wales were that managing the relocation of people inland and outside Australia as sea levels rose could turn out to be one of the great social challenges of the 21st century. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.